Blackstone Audio presents Heidegger and a Hippo Walk Through Those Pearly Gates.
Using philosophy and jokes to explore life, death, the afterlife, and everything in between.
By Thomas Cathcart
and Daniel Klein.
Dedication. For our philosophical mentor, Woody Allen, whose astute phenomenological analysis rings true to this day. It is impossible to experience one's own death objectively and still carry a tune.
Introduction. Excuse us, but can you spare a moment? We're taking a survey here, and we'd like to ask you a question. It'll only take a minute, and we won't even ask your name, okay? So, here it is.
Do you really think you're going to die? Really and truly? Do you really think your life is going to come to an end someday?
Take your time. No hurry to answer. Well, except for the fact that every moment that passes is one less moment in your lifetime.
If you're anything like us, you probably don't totally believe that the final curtain will come down one day. We can sort of grasp the fact of death in general, but in particular, not so much. We're like the Armenian-American writer William Saroyan, who wrote in a letter to his survivors, "Everybody has got to die, but I always believed an exception would be made in my case."
On the other hand, we can't quite get death completely out of our minds. Hard as we try to repress thoughts of our mortality, they keep popping up like those little furry heads in a whack-a-mole. That must be because death is one of the immutable facts of human life.
We are the only creatures who comprehend that we are going to die, and we are also the only creatures who can imagine living forever. It's that combo that drives us crazy. Death scares the hell out of us. And a life that doesn't clearly have a destination